I saw a special on Discovery Channel the other day, and there was some climate scientist on there saying, look, it really doesn't make that much difference if we were to stop today, if we actually stopped all emissions today, stopped all the cars, stopped all the emissions, it would still continue forward for hundreds of years. Is that true?
Well, the main point behind that is the fact that carbon dioxide that we emit today stays in the atmosphere for centuries. So, yes, what we emit today will have an effect for a long time to come. But the thing is, when we talk about carbon dioxide, we're usually talking about burning fossil fuels. And when we burn fossil fuels, we're not just releasing carbon dioxide, we're also releasing aerosols, the particles that make up smog. And these reflect sunlight and actually cool the Earth. So when you look at their effect, it's more complicated than most people think, because the warming effect of the carbon dioxide is roughly equal to the cooling effect of the aerosols. So the net effect on the environment today is very small. In the long run, however, the effect is big, because aerosols don't last very long, while carbon dioxide will be there for centuries, unless we keep producing more and more smog to mask it, which is ridiculous. We have a serious problem with carbon dioxide. And so obviously we have to do something about fossil fuels. But the main driver of global warming today is other gases. And so I've made a point of stressing the fact that we should be looking at these other gases, and the primary one is methane. And if you look at what's the main source of methane out there, it's animal agriculture, both from animals' digestive processes and from the manure, the enormous amounts of manure they produce, just 130 times as much as humans produce, and it's stored in acres of huge cesspools of feces, and they produce enormous amounts of methane that warm the atmosphere.
Now, I had heard that, you know, people joke about that, cow emissions, right? They joke about that, but it's not a joke, is it?
It's not, and it's underestimated, because this source has a much bigger effect on the changes we're seeing today, as opposed to in the long run, than a lot of the sources that are commonly targeted. I know some scientists at the University of Chicago just calculated how much warming is caused by our diet, and they found that switching from a regular American diet, average American diet, to a vegetarian one reduces global warming by more than switching from the average American car to a Prius. So by a lot more. So it's really a great opportunity for people who want to do something about global warming. They should know that this is something they can do. A lot of people really feel helpless about global warming. Unless they're in the market to buy a car or a major appliance, they feel that all they can do is pray that their leaders see the light. But there is something they can do every time they sit down to dinner.
Stop eating meat.
Yes, or reducing or eliminating the amount of meat we eat. It can make a really big difference. And not just a big difference, but a rapid difference, because carbon dioxide stays in the atmosphere for centuries, but methane stays there for just about a decade. So changes we make now rapidly translate into cooling of the Earth, which is really pressing with the changes we're already seeing. We need to do what we can as rapidly as possible.
I don't know if I can do that.
Well, sure you can.
I don't know.
People do. You don't have to eliminate the meat entirely, but any reductions we can make are good for the planet, and it's really critical that people at least be informed about that.
I understand, but let me think about this. Lima beans over here in one hand, and a quarter pounder over here in my other hand. Let me see, lima beans, quarter pounder, lima beans, quarter pounder.
Well, I assure you there's a lot more to eat than lima beans. I mean,
well, I hope so.
Never been easier to go vegetarian now that there are so many products that even simulate meat. It's so easy to get a veggie burger instead of a hamburger nowadays. And more restaurants than ever before have vegetarian options.
What do they put in a veggie burger?
They're made from different. There are all sorts of different kinds of veggie burgers. So people can
soybeans, that kind of thing.
Soybeans is a very common one, which is very high in protein.
I remember being in Japan, Noam, and the Japanese, of course, eat tons of soy. And I remember going to a store, and in Japan they put little sort of mock-up versions of the food on plates in the front of the stores so that you're tempted to go in. and they had a piece of chocolate cake with apparent frosting on top of it. My God, it looked delicious. So I went in, and I ordered one, Gnome. And you know what it was? It was soy, Gnome. It was soy. It was one of the most disappointing bites I ever took in my whole life.
Well, I assure you there's a lot of great stuff. It can't be turned off by one thing. I know I've been to Japan, too, and had some strange stuff that I wasn't even sure what it was. But
sometimes it's better not to know. Anyway, do you honestly believe, it seems to me Americans would ride bicycles before they'd give up meat?
Well, already millions of Americans have gone vegetarian, and people are also increasingly health conscious. And so this is a way of seeing that what's good for your health is also good for the planet.
I know you're right.
Not every American will go vegetarian.
I really know. In my heart, you're right. I can feel it. I know that eating vegetables, I mean, I spent some time on Okinawa. They're the longest-lived people on the face of the earth, and they eat vegetables galore. Did you know that? People on Okinawa live longer than anybody anywhere on the earth, and they're basically mostly vegetarians.
It doesn't surprise me at all. That's what studies have found in other countries and in the U.S., that people who eat vegetarian are healthier. They have less cancer, less obesity, less heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also, if it's only affecting your health, that's one thing. But this is something we can do to help the entire planet, people all over the world. And I'm sure there would be some people who could never go vegetarian, just as there are some people who will never give up their Hummers. But a lot of people do care and want to do something, and they should know that this is something they can do, and which can have a really big effect.
Well, okay, let's talk about that. Suppose everybody became vegetarian. There's still going to be animals on the planet aplenty, right? Even if everybody went vegetarian, perhaps not as many, not with the kind of mass production we do now, agriculturally, but how much difference would it really make?
Oh, it would make an enormous difference. It's the same argument that you can use about carbon dioxide. There are natural sources of carbon dioxide, but what we add to that is changing the balance of the environment. And what we add in terms of methane emissions from animals is really enormous. We produce hundreds of millions of livestock in this country alone that are adding to the problem. And it's just far more than you could ever expect from animals that are naturally existing. I mean, it's hard to imagine how big the problem is, but in the past 50 years, meat consumption has increased by fivefold. So it's really skyrocketing and shows no sign of slowing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not only a big problem, it's going to get even bigger if we don't do something about it.